The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, Tom Stewart here. Just wanted to stop in for a minute with a quick message to say thank you so much for all of your support. I know it's been a while since I added a new episode, but new ones are on the way. Now, last March, when the coronavirus pandemic started, it put me in a pretty dark place. Without getting into too much detail, I found myself depressed, unmotivated. I wasn't working anymore, and I was worried about things like money and my health. I had just moved into a new home with my girlfriend, and just so many things were changing at once. For a while there, I had lost all my motivation to do anything. I know a lot of you can probably relate. I know the pandemic has been tough on all of us. The good news is I'm feeling more like myself again these days. I'm still healthy, and I'm hoping that you're healthy too. And I also wanted to give a big thank you to all of you who kept my podcast going while I was away. Many of you sent me emails to check up on me, which made me feel really good. And a lot of you made donations to the podcast, which really helped. Because honestly, I didn't think I was going to be able to afford to keep the podcast running. But your donations helped with that. So again, thank you so much. And even though I haven't been adding any new episodes, to my surprise, the podcast has still been getting hundreds of downloads every day. Now, I know I wasn't doing any advertising or promoting of any kind. So the popularity of the podcast can only be attributed to you. You've been sharing it with your friends, you've been giving me positive reviews, and you kept the podcast going for me. And I mean, from the bottom of my heart, I can't thank you enough. I have a bunch of new stories that I'm going to be adding really soon. I'm all fired up because it's Halloween season. I'm going to add some new Q&A episodes to answer some of the many questions that I've gotten from all of your emails. And I've also been working on some new projects too. For instance, I just finished writing my first book. It's called The 10 Best Tools for Ghost Hunting. It's a short book, but it's about all the gadgets and tools that paranormal investigators use. A lot of them I have tons of experience with, and I tell you how they work, how you should use them, and I give examples of how I've used them out in the field. You can find the book, The 10 Best Tools for Ghost Hunting, on Kindle and on Amazon.com. And I'm planning on writing a whole series of books based on paranormal investigation, just how to do it, what to do, what not to do, and just themes along that line for anyone who's interested in possibly becoming a ghost hunter. I'm also working on a second podcast idea. I can't tell you what it's about just yet. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I can say that it'll be similar to what I'm doing now, and it will involve ghosts and paranormal stories. So I'll let you know about that coming up soon. Once again, though, thank you so much for your support. I'm really looking forward to getting back to work and sharing more stories with you, and I really hope that you'll share yours with me. Thanks.